You are now listening to The Waggle, the official podcast of the Canadian Football League.
Welcome to The Waggle Extra Grey Cup Edition. And as always, it's presented by our good friends at Sport Clips. This edition, we shine the spotlight on the two quarterbacks playing in the 107th Grey Cup presented by Shaw. I'm Donovan Bennett. And on media day during Grey Cup week, I had the chance to sit down one-on-one with both quarterbacks, two guys who got to this game in totally different ways. First is Dane Evans, who was a backup who we didn't really know much about. So I was curious to figure out how he prepared for this moment, the first time he is in a Grey Cup. Zach Caleros has been to a Grey Cup before. He's been there as a winner and a loser, as a backup and a starter. But this is different because he was almost out of the game of football, and now he's back with a new team, his third team this season. I wanted to hear about what the journey was like to get back to this place. First up, the quarterback for the Hamilton Tigercats, Dane Evans. Dane, welcome to the Grey Cup, Grey Cup week. Closest you've probably gotten to that guy. What do you think of it?
It's awesome, man. It really is. Just looking over at it, and you know, it's a little bit bigger than I thought it'd be, but just like seeing all the names on it, and it's just so cool because like those names are on there forever, and like that same trophy, people from, you know, the 1940s, the 50s, all that, the great Ticat teams before, and all the other great teams that, you know, they've all held it, and I mean, that's what we've been working for 6 months just about, you know. So to be this close to it, it makes you want to lock in and really go get after it Sunday.
What a year you've had, both personally and professionally. You start the season getting married, quick honeymoon to get to camp, and now you're here, you know, on the doorstep of winning that. Just put in perspective what a whirlwind it's been.
That's exactly what it's been. It is a whirlwind. Everything's been happening so fast, so crazy, but at the same time, like, I wouldn't do it any other way. You know, my wife, Nikki, she made a huge sacrifice on you know, she came up during the season for the summer months because she's a teacher back home, so she was able to spend the first couple months of the season up in Hamilton. But then once school started back in the States, she had to go home, and she's only come up a couple times since then. And she's actually coming to the game this week, so that'll be awesome. But just like you said, everything's been just blowing and going, and we've been nonstop with football and life and everything.
You've had a lot of positives, obviously, this season, but you had a negative recently. You lost your aunt. My condolences. And how do you manage the grieving with also the preparation and getting ready for such a big moment in your life?
Yeah, I think it puts everything in perspective, honestly. When something like that happens and you lose someone that you're so close to, you know, as a human, not even as a football player, you know, you're going to miss them, and you're going to think of all the great memories you had together, all the fun times, you know, all the laughs and the cries you had together. But I think that kind of helps you in preparing for a game too, because it gives you a perspective on, man, like, I've been watching film for 4 hours, you know, I need to go take a walk, I need to go call my wife, I need to, you know, just get away for a little bit, and then I'll get back after it type thing. So it kind of helps put everything in perspective.
You guys have a very close QB room, and so as you get your opportunity and thrive, you also have a brother in Jeremiah who lost the opportunity. How's it been for you to be around him?
It really has been awesome. And I know that's so weird to say after a guy tears his knee up like that, but he has done nothing but be a professional about everything, and he's just such a great person. He's a great husband to his wife, he's a great father to both his kids, and he's just a great person through and through, and he shows his maturity and his professionalism and helping me get ready for every week. He other than when he's in treatment, he's been in every meeting, he travels to every away game, he comes to everything at all the home games, you know what I mean? So even though he's not playing, he's still a huge factor to the success on this team.
We're here in Calgary, and a lot of people are comparing you in the start of your career to the guy who plays in the city, Bo Levi Mitchell, kid who slings it from Texas, got his opportunity and was ready and then took it. When you hear those types of comparisons, what's it mean to you?
I'm just honored and humbled to have that comparison. Bo is one of the best quarterbacks in this league, and honestly, one of the best quarterbacks I've ever watched in NFL, college, CFL, doesn't matter. My man can really sling the ball. After we played him this year at Calgary, you know, he came up to me and just gave me some words of advice, and that was a really, really cool moment. You know, two Texas kids just all the way up here in Canada just showing love to each other, and it was really cool. It was something that I honestly didn't expect, you know, because I was so wrapped up in the game. And for him to take a moment, you know, just to come over, and especially the way the game ended on a crazy block kick and things like that, him to come over and just before he talked to anybody else, come over and, you know, dap me up and just give me some words of advice. It was really special, and I'm just honored to draw those comparisons.
What would it mean for you to see your name join that list on that cup?
It would mean everything, honestly. You know, ever since I was a little kid, I've always wanted to be a football player. You know, as a little kid, I didn't know what that meant. You know, I didn't know how hard it took to get to the NFL or get to the CFL or to even get a college scholarship. And I think getting my name etched on that thing right there, along with my brothers on this team, that would be the ultimate repay.
You made some comparisons this week to Grey Cup week being a bigger version of Bowl week for you back in Tulsa. Now, I know the hairstyle's a bit different now, but how are you different now as a player and a person than when you went through that experience as a collegiate athlete?
I think I just kind of know a little bit more what to expect. And I know that's weird to say considering this is my first time ever being at a Grey Cup. But, you know, in life you just try to draw similarities from things that you've experienced, especially when you're in uncomfortable situations. And, you know, I was lucky enough to go to 3 bowl games at Tulsa. And they're always fun weeks. You know, they're busy with media and you got events to go to and things like that. You're getting new jackets, all that stuff. And then, you know, this is very similar to that. This is obviously a little bit on steroids compared to like a standard bowl game down south. But it's like a good frame of mind to compare it to.
Now, your name will be on the cup if you win it. But when you celebrate, you'll be celebrating collectively with your family, with your wife, with your parents, who I love seeing watch you and live through all the throws with you. Can you imagine what that would be like on the field, celebrating with your family?
I can kind of picture it, you know, just I'm a real visual guy. I like to visualize things. You know, I can just see them out there, just everyone happy and smiling, you know, just congratulating, hugs and kisses and everything. When we won a bowl game my senior year at Tulsa, it was fairly similar. You know, everybody was down on the field. And it's just an ultimate like time of elation. You know, you're just so happy, you know, what you've worked so hard for 6 months up here, you know, finally comes to an end. You know, only one team's fortunate enough to end the season on a win, and we really want that to be us, and especially for the guys in the locker room and everybody's family that's making the trip.
Can you put into words what it might mean for the city of Hamilton?
It would mean everything, honestly. Before we could even leave, what was that, Monday or Tuesday, whenever we left? I mean, they were 20 deep walking to the bus. You know, it was like a 30-step walk, took like 15 minutes. You know, people were out there. They had a DJ set up, face paint, you know, black and gold, the whole thing. And just to see that, to go literally walk onto the bus to come here to have the chance to play for the cup, yeah, I just can't even imagine what the parade's going to look like.
Well, it's been a great year for you, so congrats already. But you could go from quick honeymoon to a great season, Grey Cup champion. Maybe you'll be able to bring it back to Hamilton, celebrate with those fans, and maybe celebrate with your wife and have an extended honeymoon after you bring this thing home. Congrats, man. Yep. All the best.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So as you heard, Dane is just so grateful for this opportunity for him, for his family, for his team, and for the entire city of Hamilton. A guy who used to play in the city of Hamilton, who went to a Grey Cup with them, Zach Claros. He is now in Winnipeg. But he understands the place Dane Evans has been. And I asked him about going from backup to starter. And now he went from injured to healthy and playing well again. Here is Zach Claros and what he said about his preparation before Grey Cup 107.
Zach, welcome to the Grey Cup. Welcome back to the Grey Cup. You've been here in different capacities, as a backup, as a starter, as a loser, as a winner. This experience for you now, how is it different than when you've been here in the past?
Yeah, you're right. My first two times here were completely different roles. One, I was just learning about the CFL and just kind of take it all in. Really exciting game there in Toronto. The next one was in Hamilton a couple years later, and out in Vancouver. Almost got that one done. I think the way I look at this one now, it's been a while since I've been back, and you just cherish it more. It means a lot more to you when you're older. You know, you can't play forever, you know, so you got to take advantage of the times when you can play in games like this.
One of the many media narratives this week is the Cats were so close and they just missed out, and now they're back. You were so close to winning it as a starter, and now you're back. Did getting that close and not being able to get it done, has that stuck with you since?
Only when it's brought up, you know.
Sorry.
Yeah, you know, it was, we had 2 years that were really, really rolling. And you know, a misplay here, misplay there, penalty flag here, penalty flag there, you know, things change. So, you know, that's kind of what football is. You know, you never know what's going to happen each play. That's why they're so important. That's why every minute, every inch is so important, you know. So, yeah, we were close, but I'm in a new town now, and we're excited for this challenge.
A new town with a drought, you know, a similar length to the previous town in Hamilton. Are there similarities for you in the loyalty of the fan base in the team you're playing for now in Winnipeg?
Yeah, I mean, I probably haven't been here long enough to really elaborate on that for you, but I think they want it bad, you know, as do we. You know, every fan base wants to win a championship, and you know, we're doing everything in our power to bring that back to Winnipeg.
What is it like being back playing when the game was taken away from you for so long, now that you have it back and have this opportunity?
Yeah, it's great. You know, obviously being traded to a good football team in the middle of a playoff run was exciting. You know, getting able to work with these coaches, you know, who do great things offensively is exciting. And, yeah, having a lot of fun.
Injuries are obviously tough for players to deal with, but they're tough for the people around them to deal with. When you were not able to play, who around you did it impact the most?
I don't know if it impacted anybody negatively. You know, my wife obviously is there for me all the time, you know, taking care of me, whatever I need from her. So I think if it does affect her negatively, she doesn't show it, which helps me. You know, it's a concussion's a tough thing to go through because you don't, it's not, you can't wear a walking boot around and everybody see that you're hurt, right? So that kind of shame and guilt that you get, but you shouldn't really get, but you do get it walking into the building when you can't go because you're just trying to mitigate a bad situation, you know, is tough. But yeah, my wife, can't say enough about her.
On the flip side, now that you're back, there's been so many fans, media members, other players who've talked about how happy they are to see you playing at a high level. Again, what does that mean for you to see the football community in Canada happy to see you playing?
You know, I try to not pay much attention to negativity or any of that. So, I, you know, obviously welcome all the positivity that's coming my way now, I guess. But I try to only pay attention to what my family and my friends really think about me. So,
the quarterback you're going against, Dane Evans, he's in a situation now similar to one that you were earlier in your career, trying to find his way as a starter, was a backup for a while. What have you thought of the job that he's done?
He's done a great job, obviously. You know, he's got a great coaching staff there that get him prepared every week. He's got great weapons around him. So I think he's done a great job of taking the ball and rolling with it. And, you know, obviously with more experience, he's only going to get better. So it'll be exciting to watch him over the years.
And lastly, I'm sure you're happy to be back here in this situation, but if you're able to finish this off, this really story that no one would have predicted, and win it on Sunday, what would it mean to you?
Honestly, the story of it isn't as important to me as I think a lot of people might think, and as it is for other people following. I appreciate it, but really, you play this game to win championships, and I have an opportunity to be on a team that's competing for a championship, and that's all that really matters to me.
Awesome. Well, good luck.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
So that's it for this edition of The Waggle, The Waggle Extra, and as always, it's presented by Sport Clips. Stay tuned to the feed because we are going to have more Grey Cup coverage for you on this very podcast, but also CFL.ca has all of your coverage pre and post game, and make sure you watch the game because it's going to be a good one. Thanks for listening.